Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad so many people came out, and I'm really eager to have this same opportunity to respond. At board meetings, as you know, we get 2 minutes, and it's never enough time to be able to respond to all the issues. So I'd like to start by saying that we really agree on the problem. There's not an issue there. And we, as teachers, start with our kids first. In fact, it's teachers who are in the classroom every day. We're often reminded that it's for the kids. And I do have to say that it often feels very insulting because as teachers, we are with the children from the moment they come and the moment they leave, and then on weekends, evenings, and whenever we're thinking about them and doing the extra work that it takes to really do our best. I have met very few teachers that are not completely dedicated to their work. So I think we need to set that aside, that we're starting from the same place. We all want the best for our students. The problem is there are no magic bullets. There are no quick fixes. There are no let's wave a wand and figure something out. And this particular one, and I want to preface this by saying we have collaborated with the district on a number of things, and one of the most successful, I think, was last year's Effective Teaching Task Force, which culminated in a convention in April for 2 days where teachers came forward and said, we want to be the ones that drive professional development. We are the ones that know the needs of our students. We are the ones that are forming relationships with the students and their parents. We need the supports and the conditions to do that. And in a survey, the TEL Oakland Unified School District survey last year, that came across loud and clear. We need excellent leadership in our schools. We need the supports and the conditions. And yet we're in a climate in this country of basic teacher bashing. It comes down to how do you find the perfect teacher for the perfect class? We believe in relationships. You build your relationships in the classroom with the community. So when we saw this accelerated TSA position, I want people to know that this came as a real surprise. I'd been invited to go to Castlemont because teachers there were asking, what's happening next year? We haven't heard anything. Went out on February 21st only to find that most people knew nothing about what was happening, including ourselves. A few people seemed to know that something was happening because they said, well, we don't mind reapplying for our jobs, which kind of made me think, what's this coming from? 2 days later, we see an email from Matt Duffy from the Office of Transformation saying, we are so excited to let you know that we are going to staff these three high schools with 11-month acceleration teachers on special assignment. We started talking, hearing from teachers, specifically from Castlemont and Fremont at first. I think McClymonds may have been added after. And the question kept coming up, why are we being asked to reapply for our jobs? So OEA has filed, we filed a grievance at level 3, citing violation of the contract. So I would respectfully disagree with Superintendent Smith. The contract has been violated. It's Article 12.9.1. which states very clearly that unit members, according to their seniority, will have the option of being assigned to schools to which students from the closed school have been placed if positions are created due to the attendance of students from the closed school. Now, assuming that all of the students at Castlemont, Fremont, and McClymonds aren't suddenly going to transfer to another school, that means that the teachers have the right to continue in their jobs according to seniority. The acceleration teacher on special assignment was opened up rapidly on March 9th. It's continuing until tomorrow. It's on EdJoin. It invites people from around the state. Anybody can apply as long as they have the proper credentialing. And our concern here is that this kind of instability is not good for students. We have heard from students. We've heard from teachers saying, my students are saying, will I be back next year? They don't know. We know that a TSA position is a year-to-year position. So every year we would go through this. These teachers would get notices that they might be reassigned, and that could be up to the whim of the principal at that moment. And I want to emphasize at that moment because we have constant turnover of the principals in the school. So there isn't a stability in leadership. And you will hear more from at least one of the teachers on the stage who has some of the same concerns. And the second reason that we really were opposed is that this decision was made with absolutely no consultation with Oakland Education Association. We are the exclusive bargaining agent for the teachers in this district, and that means that we are the voice for the teachers. There was no consultation with us. There was no consultation with most of the teachers at Castlemont, with some at Fremont, but I believe most people were taken completely by surprise by this. So on top of this, we have filed a demand to bargain. That was rejected by the district. They said, no, we won't negotiate this with you. So we are in the process of filing an unfair labor practice. I would rather be working on things like the teachers' convention that's coming up in a few weeks. I would much rather be going out and visiting sites and seeing the incredible teaching that's going on day to day. But we have to take this up because we see what's happening. This could go on to affect other schools if it's allowed to go away with. Secondly, and this gets to the heart of the matter, is this a reform? So I looked up reform in the dictionary. It's to improve by alteration, correction of error, or removal of defects, put into a better form or condition. How is this going to actually reform a desperate situation? There has been no evidence offered. All we've heard is the name of a position. And you can't just name something acceleration and expect that to happen. Teachers are already working above and beyond their duty days. And to imply that they are not working hard enough and it is somehow their fault is insulting. Where is the research showing that forcing dedicated teachers to reapply for their jobs will improve student learning? Where is the research to show that forcing all teachers to add 18 days to their school year will result in acceleration of learning for students? And again, I've said this to Dr. Smith, why the focus on acceleration instead of deepening? Education is not a race. It takes a lot more than teachers working harder. We've been accused of being for the status quo, and I just want to point out to everybody that the status quo is defined as the existing condition or state of affairs. So if we look at the status quo, what we see is constant upheaval, constant turnover, constant changing of plans, of visions, and new visions coming down the pike. Let's try that. That doesn't work. These schools were broken up. That didn't work. Let's put them back together with a new plan and a new vision. And all of this is in the context of the national obsession with standardized test scores and higher class sizes and the proliferation of charter schools and the underfunding of public education. That is not our message. We've been very consistent, and I think teachers as a whole have raised these issues, that we believe in reform. We are not for the status quo. We want to see reform in the form of smaller class sizes, relevant curriculum, time for teachers to plan and collaborate, counselors who are being taken out of our high schools, librarians, they don't exist at Castlemont or Fremont, and I'm not sure about McClyman's, stability, building relationships with students and families. That doesn't happen if you have a constant turnover. On the issue of extending the school year, we know that many of our members find that this is an attractive proposal because it's more time, it's more money, and we're not opposed to that. In fact, we've said, let's sit down and negotiate a voluntary extended year. What we were told in response was, no, we're not going to do that. It has to be mandatory. Everybody's got to be there. Well, I'm sure you know people that have surgeries planned in the summer, that have families, that have other issues. So I went and talked to other colleagues in other parts of California to see how they would frame this question or respond to this question. Visalia has come up with a very creative response for the SIG schools, the School Improvement Grant schools. They decided they would have an extended year and an extended day, but for those who could not or did not choose to during the summer, they made it available to them release time during the year. Most teachers chose to do it. If you're in that stage of your life where you don't have children, whatever, we have no problem with it. But it gets back to who makes the decision. That has to be the decision of the staff. It can't be something that is imposed, that is mandated.